She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny, don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7's Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Hi, Meech.
What up, what up?
Meechy, can you stop messing up everything in here?
I'm sorry.
So what's going on?
You know, remember you said I was drunk earlier.
You are drunk. Yeah. You can't go near the buttons today. So what's going on?
So Kevin Hart is on a road to recovery after getting three spinal fractures. Yeah, repaired in a surgery. My guy is in intensive pain. He's heavily medicated right now, and this is all due to that car accident over the weekend. So, yeah, he was in surgery.
They said he went down a 10-foot embankment. Mm-hmm. Did you see the car, though?
Yes.
The car was just nuts.
Destroyed.
Yes.
Destroyed.
Wow.
And he went in surgery involved fusing the fractures, two of them, in, I guess, the section of the spine and one in the lumbar. And they said that the lumbar fractures can result into people, like, possibly not walking again.
So, yeah.
So he's very lucky.
So he is going to be able to walk.
He's going to be able to walk.
Okay.
It's going to take him a while to actually, fully recover. And, yeah, so it's going to be a long road for my man,
so
Kevin Hart.
Can I ask you a quick question? Because I know you're a doctor in your spare time, right? no, but the fact that they came and the security team showed up to the accident scene, pulled Kevin Hart out of the car, put him into another car, drove with him, brought him home, and then decided to bring him to the hospital?
Yeah.
Could that have been a problem there? Maybe
absolutely
injured him further than he was already injured?
Absolutely,
because you're not supposed to touch somebody anytime they're in any sort of accident like that.
Nope.
Yeah.
And Kevin Hart has like five upcoming projects on the way that's already announced, so it's not looking good for my guy, man.
Yikes. That's crazy.
He's going to sit for a while.
And then also, can I just ask you another question?
Mm-hmm.
Would you have felt okay, you know, hey, listen, people do what they do in when there's some sort of tragedy happening. You know, they make the decisions that they make, right?
Mm-hmm.
But would you have felt okay about leaving behind the other folks that were in the car with you?
Nope.
That were supposedly pinned inside the car?
Mm-hmm.
That was just a strange situation.
That was very strange.
What? Why did they move him?
I don't know.
Something's going to come out.
Yeah.
It's got to be something. Something was going on where they needed to get him out of that scene.
I mean, they're still saying it was no foul play. They said they were just...
They said alcohol was not a factor.
No, no
they
alcohol.
Thought possibly speed was.
Mm-hmm.
That someone, like, they burned their tires out, like...
Yep,
you know, they could hear screeching tires.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Why would they move him? And then leave the other folks behind? That's just really strange. Yeah.
And they had to, like, cut them out the car. They were, like, pinned into the car.
And I would never feel okay about leaving them.
Nah.
Wow. Okay. Tekashi 6ix9ine, he's expected to take the stand against his former associates at his trial, or at their trial, which is starting this Monday.
Okay.
Okay. So, yes, Tekashi is gearing up to testify against some of his old 9-Trey gangsta blood friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is over the kidnapping that supposedly happened July 22nd, 2018.
Yep.
Where he said that Anthony Ellison and one other fellow actually came in and kidnapped him, remember, and put them in the car and then went to his home and robbed him of like hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So actually, Anthony Ellison's attorney decided to speak out and said no robbery or kidnapping or assault ever happened. He was about to drop another album talking about Tekashi.
Yep.
He had to get his buzz up. That's how he makes his money.
Okay.
So, also, the other person involved in this, his name is Alger Maya Mack, okay?
Yep.
So, he's facing a ton of charges, and Anthony Ellison, I mean, like, racketeering, you know, selling drugs, like, gun charges, like, there's a ton of charges against each of these guys, but supposedly, the word on the street is that Tekashi's going to take the stand against them, so he can possibly get out of jail in 2020.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's the latest right there.
Okay.
And that's going to be scary for him because if he gets out of jail, he's got to watch his back for the rest of his life. Like, you know?
Is he still going to have a rap career or?
I think it's over.
Think it's over?
Don't you think it's over?
Probably.
Yeah. I think it's over. Mm-hmm. All right. Check out the latest hot937.com. Hot 3 at 3 countdowns on the way. Today, we got your tickets for Jagged Edge, 112, and Maya.